Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And that was how that match ended, that goal you heard in the background as Zion Dale was talking, in spite of some nail-biting stuff towards the end. A missed penalty almost at full-time, and then at 9 minutes of added time as the Kiwis tried to stay ahead of the Norwegians. So, folks, it's a good day for underdogs so far in this tournament. Let us hope that that kind of run of luck continues as things kick off in just under an hour. Hour's time for us in Sydney. We're going to have lots more build-up ahead of that game, and some breaking news from there. The Australians are going to be without their star striker, Sam Kerr. She's picked up an injury in training, won't be playing this morning, potentially a boost for us. We're going to find out a good deal more on that from Samantha Labreri in Sydney in a few minutes' time. I want to go now to Donegal and a man out yesterday morning for an early morning peaceful beach walk, who ended up getting a hell of a lot more than he bargained for when he came across a floating package containing cocaine. And it wasn't the only find of that kind. Within a half an hour, there was another similar find just up the coast. Gardaí are now investigating this, and it's thought to be worth at least €2 million. In a moment, I'm going to be speaking to Michael O'Sullivan, former head of MAOC. That's the EU agency that's tasked with intercepting drug shipments across the Atlantic. But first, I'm joined on the line by Chris McNulty, reporter with the Donegal Democrat. Chris, good morning. Take us through what happened yesterday.
Yeah, well, I suppose yesterday morning at 8:30 at Ballyheenan Beach. It's a quite a remote beach in on the Fannet Peninsula, sort of close to the Fannet Lighthouse. An iconic sort of landmark in Donegal. It was a man out walking around 8:30 a.m. and he came upon this sort of suspicious package akin to a suitcase, that you take on holiday with you, sort of floating in the water. And when he pulled it ashore, he discovered what is a suspected package of cocaine. As I said, it was suitcase size. It was encased in plastic wrapping and bound with a rope, and he pulled it ashore. And around 30 minutes later at Tremor Beach in Dunfanaghy, which it's not sort of all too far away. It's a very remote beach off sort of near Hornhead. Tremor is accessible only by foot, and it's quite a trek actually to get to Tremor Beach. But a similar, it would be quite popular sort of with walkers and hikers. And at around 9 a.m., a similar package was found wrapped up, and Gardaí believe that the two packages together weigh an estimated 40 kilograms of suspected cocaine, with a street value of upwards of actually somewhere close to €3 million.
Are they conducting searches of other beaches? I mean, there's a lot of coastline, Sheephaven Bay, Broadwater, Hornhead and so on between those two points. Would it even be feasible to think about searching other areas in between them?
Well, we do know there's a Garda operation that's being led by officers in Milford, supported by the Garda, the air support unit and the water unit. But as you said, Phil, Donegal is such a vast coastline. I mean, from one end of Donegal to the other, it's 1,100 kilometres of coastline. So I suppose that sort of maybe perhaps answers the question. But Gardaí are conducting a fairly large operation in the area, and they are sort of fearful that other similar packages could be washed up.
The man who found the first one, what did he do? How did he react? Did he throw it into the boot of his car?
No, the package was actually dragged ashore onto the beach and was actually bound with rope onto a pillar that a wooden pillar that was actually located on the beach, and he alerted Gardaí and sort of quite swiftly afterwards, the call came in about the similar find at Tremor Beach in nearby Dunfanaghy, and with that the Divisional Scenes of Crime Unit attended, and other sort of forensic Gardaí have been involved, and the packages samples of the suspected drugs have been sent to Forensic Science Ireland for analysis.
Chris McNulty, thank you very much. Well, as I said earlier on, I spoke to Michael O'Sullivan, the former head of the EU agency that is tasked with intercepting drug shipments across the Atlantic. MAOC is what it's called. I asked him, was this part of the northwest of the island a popular destination or route into Europe for organised gangs?
Well, the entire Atlantic is the route by which cocaine comes from South America. So depending on law enforcement and naval activity will depend on the route in which the vessels will take. On occasion, they've gone through past the west coast of Ireland. Sometimes they've landed on the west coast of Ireland, indeed, and they've gone around Scotland and come down on the east side of the UK and headed for the Netherlands. So it really depends on the operation, it really depends on the cartel, and it really depends on the load. It just depends on law enforcement activity, as I say, and where is the line of least resistance.
And do they have the ability to be that nimble, Michael, to just adjust course from Donegal for, say, Scotland, and have people on the ground ready to receive the drugs?
No, they don't. They will make a plan in advance and figure out where the last shipments were intercepted and figure out. A lot of it is to do with what they call the mothership. If a large container ship is heading to Scotland, let's say, or heading to Northern Ireland or heading to the west coast of Ireland, they may put the drugs on that. And what normally happens is they will load the drugs on a very large vessel. Could be a vessel carrying cars. And at some point in the Atlantic, they will offload it to what they call a daughter vessel, which is a smaller vessel, possibly a fishing vessel. And that's where it gets dangerous. They have to drop it very often without cables, drop the drugs, which can come in quarter-ton bags, onto the vessel below. In high seas, bad weather, under pressure, hoping they're not discovered, and the mothership is very anxious to get rid of it, and the guys who are taking it are very anxious to get it and get gone rather than to be staying in the same location. So it just depends on the overall plan, the cartel, and the people who are transporting it. They will learn from what has happened in the past. In the past, they've transported it in semi-submersible submarines, for want of a better term, which they've crossed the Atlantic and 22, 23 days. So they've tried all sorts, and they are very nimble from the point of view of being innovative. But once they set and embark on a course, that's the course they're going to take, because there are pre-arranged locations and there's the logistics in place. For example, if it's going to land in Ireland or it's going to land in the UK, there are people ready and in place with vehicles to take that.
And that situation of bales being dropped overboard from the mother to the daughter ship, is that, do you think, the most likely scenario in which we have ended up with bales washing ashore in Donegal?
Yeah, there's a number of probabilities. The most likely one is the transshipment of the bales. It's a very cumbersome, challenging and difficult process. There could be 50, 60 of those bales, and trying to get that onto a vessel, you know, in the high seas is difficult. It is a possibility. There are other possibilities. Sometimes if when their plans can go astray, if they're transporting the drugs in their daughter vessel and they see the Air Corps or they think there's a naval ship in the area or they find something suspicious, they will dump the drugs. So it's difficult to say at this stage. But either way, it's a very costly expense to lose that much pure cocaine while it's been shipped.
Are Irish ports, is the Irish coastline seen as something of a softer touch by these gangs, do you think, compared to places like Rotterdam, Antwerp, Valencia, Hamburg?
Smaller ports are seen as a softer touch, but you need to get the logistics in place. If you say you're going to land it at Galway, you need people on the ground and you need the warehouses and you just need the transport planning. If you go to Rotterdam and Antwerp, I think there was 60 tons of coke seized last year in Antwerp. That's because it's a huge container port. I think there's a container arriving every 7 minutes in Antwerp. You know, so sometimes they diversify and they say, we'll try and get it to a smaller port. All of the coastline of Europe is vulnerable, and it really depends on the patrols of the Navy and the Air Corps.
Finally, Michael, if somebody was to come across a bale in Donegal or anywhere else,
Yep.
Is it best to leave it in place? I mean, would it be an unwise thing to do to say, oh, I'll just pop this in the boot and bring it down to the guards? Could you end up being done for possession?
I say that's a bad move. I say they're just better off ringing 999 and say, look, there's a bail here, because they might have problems. It's the wiser move.
Former Assistant Garda Commissioner Michael Sullivan talking to me there. Coming up after the break, 9 years after Catherine Corliss first alerted us to what had happened to 796 children who died in Tuam, we speak to the man charged with finding them a final resting place.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.